episode 2927, Celebrate Your Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. It is Relationship Builders, and I want you to pause. Pause for some love. Yes, we need to focus on how good we got it. Once in a while, yes, we need to pat ourselves on the back. Celebrate your love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just as a reminder, we have a brand new TV show on pray.com. We have partnered with them. You can watch it every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time. We'd love to see you there. You know, it's pretty incredible. We're almost to the end of January. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's counting? But that means something happens in February, Valentine's Day. And I know it's a little early to be thinking about this, but when we're talking about love, when we're talking about relationships, you need to look at your own marriage and what it looks like, right? Because even though life can get a little crazy and you're strapped to busyness, it's important to recognize what is going well in your marriage. Celebrate your love for each other. You've heard me speak, a ton of times, about how to build a strong foundation in your marriage. It's important, right? What you can do daily and the strategies and tools to work as a team and not as enemies. But what's put on the back burner is what's going well in your marriage. We don't talk about that very often. And it really got me thinking, you know, we've got Valentine's Day around the corner. We need to think about what we're doing good in our marriage. How are we serving our spouse? How you're loving on your spouse? The little things you do every day, the kind words you speak, the patience you extend when you really want to get mad. You know what I'm talking about? You're like, but then all of a sudden that doesn't come out. It's just like, wow, I don't know how I can love you right now, but I love you and I love you even more. Yes, listening and not always talking. Ooh, that's a hard one for me. Imagine that. And serving from a selfless posture. You know, as a married couple, you made a commitment to love, honor, and cherish one another. And this is something to be celebrated. So yeah, I want you to celebrate your love. This is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Now, when you celebrate your love, right? You can look at your marriage in lots of different ways, but I want you to see it from the aspect of beauty, even in the ashes, genuinely looking at your marriage, you know, like after a heated discussion, like you've never had one before, right? Oh yes, we all know about those heated discussions. Some of them are more like arguments, others are, well, fights, and you don't want to claim them to be that. And then there are some that are just quiet. They're kind of those unspoken arguments, but it's like you had them in your head. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, I want you to see your marriage as well. It's as complete as it is right now. And I know it's not perfect, but I really want to celebrate that. And I know my life can get crazy with our large family, having 5 children. Now we're expanding because our children are getting older. They're marrying. Now we have a grandson also. And so it's one of those things where you're like, gosh, when do we, meaning my husband and I, have time to slow down to look at each other and say, hey, babe, you know, we really do have it good. So I was sitting down last night and we had 4 of our 5 children here. And we were having dinner. We just grabbed some stuff out and made it an easy night for me. And we were just literally hanging out. And he was watching a show and I just looked over at him. And in my mind, I did not say this out loud. In my mind, I was like, Lord, you bless me. Now that's a pretty big deal. When more than a decade ago, he looked at me in my eyes and said, I've fallen out of love. That's called an amazing reconciliation and God's hand in it. And I share that with you because you can overcome anything in a marriage, anything you can overcome. But I think it comes to the point where we have to realize, okay, we don't have everything right, but we do have a few things right. And in that moment last night, it was like, yeah, I am blessed. No, I get mad at him. I say things in my head like we all do. Come on, confess it in your mind because God's listening. We all have those things, right, that go on. So come on, we're going to be honest. But we can also look at our marriage genuinely, our relationship, and you say, you know what? He's good for me. You know what? She's good for me. And so what is it for you? I want to mention three different things that I think we all can come around and look at how we can celebrate our love within our own marriages. And one of those things that you may be doing right is prioritizing your marriage, right? Genesis 2:24. I know that's going way back, isn't it? That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. This verse reminds us that marriage is about leaving behind your individual life and becoming one with your spouse. When you put your relationship first, you are demonstrating the depth of your love and commitment to one another. Now, you aren't sacrificing your dreams and your individuality. I'm not saying that whatsoever, but it also doesn't mean that there are not going to be some shifts and pivots in life. Yeah, you're going to have to make some decisions as a team. You're going to have to compromise, and you're going to have compassion in that compromise. But when you do that, you're prioritizing your marriage. That, my friend, is a blessing. So celebrate your love. Another thing I want you to look at that you might be doing right in your marriage is that you're working to build a strong foundation. If you listen here, right, every Saturdays, it's all about relationship building and specifically marriage. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't take what we talk about here and utilize it for the most part, okay, in other parts of your relationships in your life. But primarily, we're specifically talking about marriage. And so you are putting that in the forefront of your mind and saying, I want that strong foundation. I know that if an earthquake comes, I know our marriage will sustain. Our love for each other will sustain. And in doing so, you also know that it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort. There's a lot of hard work that goes into creating that strong foundation, but the rewards are well worth it. Now, that doesn't mean you won't argue, right? That doesn't mean you won't get mad and won't want something at different times. But by working together to build that strong foundation, that love web for each other, right? You set yourself up for a lifetime of love and happiness. And then God can bless it, right? So when you prioritize your marriage, you celebrate your love. When you build together, you celebrate your love. And then another one, number three, commit time together. Now you might understand prioritizing your marriage, right? But time isn't always on your side. We know this. But you got to make time. Put those date nights on the calendar, even if it's at home. So maybe you do a couple things like that already. You know, maybe you have some devotional time together. Maybe you don't go out to eat, but maybe you bring something in and you have something that's just sweet between the two of you. Maybe you have movie night in bed, and no, it's not the whole family, it's just you. Yeah, it's fun to have those kind of fun nights when all the kids pile in. I mean, even when we were on vacation, I found half of them in our room. I'm thinking, we've got two big, huge areas for you all to be in, and everybody's in our room. And I thought, and that's exactly how I want it, right? So commit that time together, which you're probably already doing in some form or fashion. Maybe you go to church together. Maybe you attend a Bible study together. Maybe you do community service together. Maybe there's something that's special, near and dear to both of you. Remember those, right? Celebrate your love. Commit every day. You have to make time to connect, not just in passing, but in holding. You know, with Valentine's coming up, I think sometimes there's a lot of outside social pressure, what you need to do. You got to order the flowers. You got to get a pretty ring. You got to get a new tie, a new shirt. I mean, whatever it is that you think it goes on out there, and now it's showing up in your feed like, okay, I mean, have you noticed that? Have you gone to the stores lately? There's a lot of Valentine's stuff out, and it happened even almost before Christmas was over. It was ridiculous. I'm like, well, I can buy a heart of chocolates, but I can't find a Santa Claus chocolate. Okay, that will leave for another episode. But seriously, when you are looking at your love, I want to tell you this. Love is not built on money. Now, can money support love? In some ways, yes. But you don't have to have a lot of money to have love. And in fact, statistics show that if you have a lot of money, then there's a problem usually with the love because of, well, you know, love, power, it's just a mess when it comes to money and it breaks down. And so I want you to be creative, right? Create your now. You know, you can create a very sensual evening with your spouse. You don't have to go on this exquisite $10,000 trip out to Never Never Land on your own private island to have a beautiful night together. You can have it in your own room. Now, I would make sure that, you know, you keep the loud noises down if you have children around, you know, some basics there. But you can bring in those beautiful scents and have candles all over. You can lay the rose petals, right? Create this dream getaway right in your own home. You can also do things that are just sweet, right? Maybe you don't cook a lot, but can you make a piece of toast? Then go make some toast and bring the favorite juice or coffee to your spouse in bed and say, I didn't really know what to do, but here, babe, I just want you to know I love you. You don't have to spend a lot to give a lot, which allows you to share a lot. And it's more about giving and taking than always give, 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 give. There is a lot of sacrifice when it comes to marriage, but with that sacrifice comes a lot of love. It's modeled to us by God and His Son. Right? There's a lot of sacrifice. He sent His Son and sacrificed His Son for us. That shows us love, unconditional love. Now, I'm not saying that He's asking that of us, but our actions, our words, our thoughts should be sacrificial. And you can create this incredible marriage. Every day can be wonderful if you really celebrate your love. And if you look at it more from an aspect of what can I do to serve you today? Oh my goodness, it changes everything. Because then you allow yourself to dig even deeper into your own heart. And when you do that, it softens your heart. And when you have a softer heart and your spouse has a softer heart, you can build a harder heart together. Yeah, that's a strong foundation. You can come together and meld together as one. So my prayer for you, my friend, is may your thoughts and actions and your words reflect the love of Jesus Christ for you to be reflected in your everyday to your spouse. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.